If you're a fan of golf, if you're a fan of the Ryder Cup, if you're a fan of Team USA versus Team Euro, you should absolutely check in on the Major Series. It'll be a Peerless Bourbon, single barrel pick. It's almost 6 years old. It's almost around 115 proof. And DM for all the details. It's going to be wonderful. And Jeff, nice work. That's at rockelitebarrelpickers.com. Are you looking forward to tailgate season this fall? How about fall golf tournament season? If you are and you enjoy a drink and you're looking for the perfect flask to hold your favorite bourbon, go check out our friends at Rag Proper. That's at ragproper.com. It's the original modern flask. What makes this unique, you might ask? Well, it's not metal. It's made of glass. And the chemical inertness, which preserves the flavor and aroma of your bourbon. Outstanding. Do yourself a favor. Go pick yourself up a flask at ragproper.com. Are you looking forward to football this season? How about the PGA Tour Championship? Maybe you'll be playing a little bit of golf of your own. If you do, don't miss out on Peach State Light, a golden ale brewed with both new and old world grains and hops. It's an easy drinker and refreshing. Do yourself a favor, as our good buddy Jake says, go grab yourself a Peach State Light, the unofficial beer of Georgia.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Dan, they said no glass at the pool, so I opted for the Red Solo Cup today. And, by the way, this holds a hell of a lot more liquor than those little Glencairns do. So I may be onto something here.
You may be onto something there. Yeah, 100%.
Undisclosed location for those of you that are listening and not watching on YouTube at the Birdies and Bourbon podcast or show. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. We would appreciate a like and subscribe. Undisclosed location. We are getting a little bit of golf in this week. It's hot, Dan. It's hot. But that bourbon... but, you know, I typically don't do this, but I'm opting to keep my bourbon in the cooler with the beer.
Oh, okay.
It's quite refreshing. It goes down real nice on a warm, what is this? When it's not summer. It's not fall. What does the PGA Tour call this? Because we've just coming off of a 3 week luxurious break in golf. And now we're on the tweener circuit of the PGA Tour.
It must be.
We'll talk about, we'll get into the Fortnite and talk at Fortnite. What is a Fortnite anyway?
Security.
I thought it was a game people played in, stay up all night, Fortnite. Nevertheless, we'll get to Fortinet in a minute, the championship and Silverado. But before we do, a couple things, Dan, as I've been doing some lounging and relaxing and perusing through some local, I guess not local, but some, let's call it celebrity news in the golf world.
Oh,
Ryder Cup's coming up in a few weeks. Oh, no, scratch that. Back it up. Delete this from, edit this out, edit it out, back it up. Congratulations to the Joker.
Yeah.
Pulls off another major. I think did he just become the oldest winner of the U.S. Open, I believe?
He is the Phil Mickelson of the U.S. Open, yeah.
Well, no. What do his calves look like? That's what I really. We'll get there when we talk about this trip that Team USA just took to Rome. But congrats to the Joker, dominant force. How many more years do we got of Joker domination?
So I was wrong about this. I was talking to somebody yesterday about Joker, and you know he says he'll keep playing as long as he's not getting his ass kicked by these younger folks and all that, right?
Well, he's healthy, so why not?
Well, dude, here's the thing, right? So there's four majors a year. He won three of them this year. Three of them. So, like, how long until he hits 30 majors, you know?
I'm Was this 21 for him this year?
24. He's got 24 now. Yeah, the Kobe Bryant thing, right? So he's got 24. Well, Lord.
Technically a season and a half.
And
we've eclipsed 30 here.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it is definitely Tiger-esque.
Yes. Yes.
It's and probably won't be matched in our lifetime.
No.
I don't know. Speaking of matching, how many majors is somebody going to win? Congrats to Coco. She pulls one off. Her first major.
Yep.
Ever in her very young career.
Yeah.
The talks are already out. Is she the new Venus? Is she the Serena? Is she the Osaka? I don't even know why they're bringing her up. But good for Coco, I guess.
Good for Coco. She's got a good team around her. I think she's got Federer's manager or agent, and then that team is behind her as well. And she's got a great coach. And women's tennis is a weird one because you and I watch it, and we like tennis and overall. We watch it, but it's one where you don't want to be this. You do want to be the Serena, but you don't want to be in any of the other ones because, man, we talked about it with Matt Wolf, the mental issues in women's tennis, man, they can't keep it. They're talking about 20 year. Oh, Coco says, oh, you can have 20 year careers now. From a physical perspective, yes, you can. From a mental perspective, can you last 5 years?
I mean, the social media craze, right, and just the access that we have to these individuals. It's a lot. I sometimes, Dan, when I get up in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I don't know how I do it.
I know,
but I keep it together.
Usually it's a morning sipper.
Indeed.
Let me ask you this. I was thinking about this too. So we watch a lot of basketball and football and baseball.
Don't get me started about fucking football.
Well, I was thinking about it. Like the U.S. Open, I mean, star-studded events. Like you got McConaughey and Jerry Seinfeld and
Professor Galloway.
Professor Galloway was there. He was there, and all these people there.
He was with Ben Stiller.
He was with Ben Stiller. Yeah, but they got all these people. He said the only reason my picture was on TV is because I was sitting between Ben Stiller. but what attracts these people to go to the U.S. Open? Because you and I've talked about this, right? So we talked about golf versus tennis and all this stuff. And tennis in the U.S. doesn't have, like, from a 12-month perspective, people don't talk about tennis here unless it's the U.S. Open. And then they all show up. I'm like, it's a sleeper kind of sport where they get these stars to come out for the majors, but nobody talks about it afterwards. It's like Christmas.
So it is kind of like Christmas. How many shopping days do we have left? By the way, 134. Yeah, head over to birdiesbourbon.com and grab yourself a shirt or a hat. I mean, why not? So shameless plug. But here's what I think it is. I think the U.S. Open is the rich man's. It's the one percenters Kentucky Derby. You don't hear shit about horse racing until we get to, the Derby, course, right? Yep. The Derby's turned into a big party. It's an event. And then, for the Triple Crown, you get a little bit for the other two races, but you don't get near the hype that you do for the Derby, right?
Correct. Yep.
And it's the same thing. You got everybody showing up, everybody getting dressed up, everybody getting their picture taken. And I think the appealing part is I think you show up and it's at one location.
Yeah.
And you go park yourself in your suite. You've got the cocktails flowing, the food's there and ready for you. And you just look out look ahead. It's like, look ahead like the sheep, man.
Yeah.
Everything is right there. All you got to do is sit around and get drunk. Try not to piss anybody off.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes it's hard, but not the getting drunk part, the pissing people off part. But I think that's it. If you go to a golf course, you go to a golf event, you're out in the elements.
Yep.
Is it hot?
Yep.
Is it going to rain? You're going to get hit by a ball? There's all kinds of things that could happen there.
And there's a fashion thing going on too, right? We saw Fleetwood at Wimbledon, right? And he's got his hat on and everything. And I think there's a fashion element there too. So I don't know. It's just kind of one of those sleeper things where it's, you don't hear a lot about tennis, and then all of a sudden everybody shows up, and it's like, whoa!
Everybody.
And record attendance this year at the U.S. Open in New York. And I think that if we're going to thank anybody, it would be SAG being on strike. These people have nothing to do.
They have nothing to do. It is. I don't have anything else to watch. What am I going to watch now? I've made it to the end of Netflix. What am I going
to
watch now?
Made it to the end of Netflix. And they're probably getting unemployment too, and they could just use that employment to buy the tickets.
We're now to the point to where we're having to watch shit in French. It's like, I don't speak French, but I'm watching it anyway. There's nothing else on.
So let me ask you this. I was talking to somebody about this too, and you don't want to talk football, and I get it, but...
Oh, no, I do want to talk football.
So, last night, the game...
We're supposed to be talking about golf, by the way.
What's the difference? That Monday night game was on ABC. Like, is it just because there's nothing else to be put up there and they have no other shows that they're going to start putting it on ABC again? Because it was only on ESPN for, like, the last 5 years, wasn't it? For Monday Night Football?
It's going to be questionable. But I hear the Manning stock is going up. Manning cast is definitely on the roll.
So, if Roger Goodell and... I don't even know who's running CBS now. What a bright idea during the middle of the strike. It would be Tuesday Night Football.
Harvey. Is it Harvey?
It's Harvey. That's right.
Tuesday Night Football. Yes.
Yes. Tuesday Night Football on and then Wednesday Night Football, would that be considered like a scab kind of thing? Would they get in trouble with Hollywood?
Well, I mean, they're not paid actors.
That's a good point.
I mean the script writing. The script is literally being written right before your very eyes. This is live scripting. So I think we're good. I mean, shit. Who? Joe Buck? What? I mean, he can't be do any worse.
That's a good point.
So I think they're fine. I think we're in a good spot there. And so, yes, Tuesday Night Football, I guess, is on its way.
It's on its way. We'll hold the rest of the football chat to the end of the pod because I think people do want to hear a little about golf. So what you got there?
We will. Holy shit! So, fantasy. I'm glad that the three week break that we had, I'm glad that it is coming to an end and we're now able to get involved with some golf betting because my football betting has turned to shit.
Oh boy.
You think my golf betting's bad? Whew, boy. Yes, we will chat a little about football at the end. But what we do have is we're heading to California. By the way, we should be here. We should be at Silverado. At the North Course.
We should be. Oh, you know what I drank? I drank a Crested Cur wine last night.
Ooh, did you?
That was wonderful, yeah.
I like that. I don't know if we brought any. We did bring some wine out of random bottles. I didn't really look to see what I pulled, but we may have brought the Pinot with us, maybe. I don't know. I'll look and see. If I did, yes. I'll take some pictures and post them later.
Yeah.
Instagram, birdies_bourbon. Or you can find us on, what do you call the other thing now? Can you call it the X? Is the X? Is it the Twitter? The Tweeter? What do you call it?
I think it's the X. I think it's the X. X. Yeah. Yeah.
New logo coming out, by the way. I know I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but we're working on some different variations, but it's a little yellow bird. I thought it'd be fitting for a show called Birdies and Bourbon. Why not?
Why not?
Here we go. Silverado Country Club Fortinet Championship. It's been played here forever. It's very interesting, the cast that is going to be in Napa this week. And interesting from the sense of we got the Ryder Cup coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, last week in September. And we've got a lot of folks on the Ryder Cup that are going to be making their another appearance, I should say, at the Fortinet Championship.
I'm not the typical. I mean, when I'm not talking to, you know, professional golf personnel, I like to keep a good ear to the ground and hear what the general public is saying about the golf industry. And I was talking to somebody this morning and he goes, you know, I put $10 down on the U.S. team for the Ryder Cup just because it felt unpatriotic to put it on the Europeans. But doesn't the U.S. team just feel like a bunch of good old boys and their wives want to go to Italy together? I'm like, it's not a bad point. It's not a bad point.
Well, let me tell you who didn't want to go to Italy. Jordan Spieth didn't want to go to Italy because they were just over there. Not Jordan Spieth, by the way, nor. And by the way, Jordan Spieth, we did have someone enlightened us as to why Jordan probably wasn't there. By the way, I haven't seen any news about the kid being born, but I guess his wife is expecting. So that's the Jordan Spieth reason. Is
that kid number two or kid number one?
Number two.
Okay.
At least, yeah. I mean, they do have one already. Here's what really surprised me, and I want your opinion on why you think these two individuals weren't there. Now, someone commented on our post on Instagram, Birdies_Bourbon. I posted a group picture, two group pictures actually, two team pictures. I get, if everybody's not there, is it still a team picture? I feel like that's the reason that you've got a team is because the whole team is there. Patrick Cantlay, no Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, no Xander Schauffele, and of course Jordan Spieth. And as mentioned, Jordan Spieth, wife expecting, which I haven't seen any news about the kid being born, so who knows? I don't really know what's. Why do you think Cantlay and Xander weren't there?
The comment was made
that they didn't make the trip to Rome for personal reasons.
Patrick Cantlay, you are not the father.
I think there's a bit of a coup going on here. Let me tell you who was in the picture. Brooks Koepka was in all the photos.
I saw it, and then I immediately went to the Jamie Foxx on Howard Stern from many years ago. You got your little Louis bag, don't you?
I'm just saying. Is there any chance? Are there going to be trouble in the locker room?
Well, no, of course not. I mean, they got the best damn captain out there. They got JT. I mean, they had to have him on the team to settle everybody down. No,
we'll see. We'll talk about him in a minute because he is going to be heading to. I don't know. He was in Rome. Then he went to New York for the 9/11 ceremony. And now he's in Napa. Now he's going to head back to Rome. I mean, his schedule is his travel schedule during the golf off season, all 3 weeks of it. It's a lot more hectic than his travel schedule during the golf season.
So we can stay on JT for a second. What was your thought? Why were they at the 9/11 Ground Zero? Were they looking for Cantlay and?
There could have been personal events happening there. I guess I don't know.
At the U.S. Open on Sunday? And just
I didn't see. Now they posted a lot of pictures of Wimbledon.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
When they were there. Yeah. I didn't see any pictures. Especially now that they made the Ryder Cup team. So I don't know. That's a good. I didn't think about that. Maybe they did. It's like, hey, how are we going to justify the trip to the U.S. Open? It's like, oh, well, we'll go by the memorial. It's 9/11. That could have been. That could have been. I didn't think about that, but that could have been a thing. I see that. That's why this chat GPT is really working for you.
It's working out well. I mean, it's working out well. Together. Yeah, but I don't know why they were in New York. I mean, there's nothing up there right now, right? I mean, like, you know, there's no.
Well, the U.S. Open.
No, so, I meant like from a golf perspective. There's nothing going on out there.
No. Well, unless that was a layover and they just elected to go and hang out a few days. So it could have been a layover from Rome. They could have flown into where the LGA probably, maybe JFK.
There's not a Ryder Cup jet?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it flies from Rome to Napa. That may require like mid-air fueling. I don't know that that's in the budget. Mm. I don't know if that's in the budget. Could be.
I don't know whether they're there. I don't know where Cantlay and what's his name? Xander. I don't know.
Xander. I think they just bitched out because they're like that Koepka guy is going to be there.
What they love Napa. Why aren't they in Napa?
I guess personal reasons.
Personal reasons.
Maybe they got beef with JT too. Maybe they don't want to go because JT's in it. Maybe they don't want to answer difficult questions. The captain's going to be there. Vice captain's going to be there. A couple players are going to be there. There are a couple teammates, I should say. Maybe they don't want to have to answer the difficult questions. I don't know.
Interesting.
Could be a thing. Nevertheless, let's head back to the Fortinet, and we'll talk some more about JT in a minute.
Thing's missing, though. That's exactly what this thing's missing. I mean, back in the old day, if certain individuals of the Ryder Cup team weren't going to show up to the pre-team events, Phil, being a man of his word, would have said, "Hey guys, get your bets in now because this might move a line."
At least that's what Billy Walter said in his book.
Go figure. I guess it's Fortnite.
go figure. Fortinet Championship, just short of 7,200 yards. We're going to be on Poa Greens. This is, you know, it. I mean, in looking at who's won here and kind of where we're sitting, I mean, Max Homa, defending champion, won here in 21 and 22, defeated Danny Willett, and Maverick McNeely were runner-ups. Vice captain, the man who has replaced Phil Mickelson as the calf man on the PGA Tour, Stuart Sink won in 2020. Harry Higgs, I think short of Harry Higgs going topless at that trashy championship in Arizona, I think that might be, this may be Harry Higgs' his swan song.
That's a good point.
Cam Champs won here. Kevin Tway's won here. Brendan Steele has won back-to-back tournaments here. And again, this thing, we've had some renditions. We've been Fortinet. We were Safeway. We were Fries.com. But it's been played at Silverado for quite some time. So I think course history probably says a lot about and the back-to-back champions that have won here. But it's been Bombers, who Ryan Moore's played well here. Brant Snedeker's played well. Tony Finau was second here in 2017. I think the distance here is going to definitely benefit anybody. They're going to be able to miss fairways. Fairways are small, not going to matter. They're going to be able to miss them. Poa Greens going to give people a lot of challenge. The grass, it's going to change throughout the day, depending on if you're late or early draws. I don't think there's a lot of rain happening right now that's occurred in Napa over the past few weeks. So probably we're going to wind up at a birdie fest and, you know, could easily get into the 20 under or better as we get into the weekend. What we're trying to do, Dan, is we're trying to get six players in our DraftKings lineup and move them into the weekend to have a chance to, we got to make some money this year, man. We got some things happening with the show. So let's head over to our friends at fantasynational.com and let's see where we're going to allocate our salaries for this week's Fortinet Championship.
All right.
Fantasynational.com. Last 24 rounds. I don't know. I don't know where we're heading here. So $10,000 in betting. Who's playable? Who's not playable?
Well, Max is playable. I mean, he's won this thing what a couple times already. Is this he's going for the three-peat? Is that what we're doing?
Three-peat.
Three-peat. So T9 at the Tour Championship, T5 at BMW, T6 at FedEx. I mean, that's strong finish to the season right there. I mean, those are playoff events. So strong, yeah. I mean, that's very strong. You asked me earlier, am I taking Max Homa? And I think he's focused on the Ryder Cup right now, but he looks pretty damn good.
So that's what gets me, right? In the $10,000 and higher range. I mean, to me, what looks attractive, what looks real attractive? I mean, there's only four players, right? The $10,000 and higher.
Yeah.
And I mean, JT at 13%. Now, I mean, model ranking, he doesn't rank out that well. Struggling off the tee. We got a lot of missed cuts. Didn't make the playoffs. Did get voted onto the Ryder Cup team. But it is that everything that's been going on that we just talked about, trips to Rome, trips to New York, flying across the country and across the world. think he's, I don't know what to think about this. I mean, if JT shows up, when he tees off in Napa, if he misses the cut at $10,500, just picked as a captain's pick for the Team USA Ryder Cup. I mean, Zach Johnson, I mean, he may get booed in Napa.
That's a good point.
The card has been played. Like he's going to Rome. And is this a tune up? I mean, are these guys riding high? Are they feeling it? Are they coming in on a heater? Obviously not by their past performance, or JT at least, or most recent performance. But if I'm going to go anywhere, I mean, I think I've got to go. I got to roll the dice with JT at 13% in the $10,000 and higher range. I mean, nobody else is taking it. Why not? Why not show up and play well?
I'm with you there. He's definitely there to prove a point, right? JT is. Max is there to try to get the three-peat. I'm a little scratching my head about Sahith being priced at 9,800 and below JT, like $10,000 below JT. I'm like, I mean, doesn't Sahith have better recent form than Justin Thomas?
Well, he didn't get picked for the Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup bump.
Ryder Cup bump. Okay. I don't know that I need to go anywhere in the $10,000 and higher range. I mean, it's probably there. I mean, if you do, you said it. I mean, common sense just says, hey, go Max Homa and go let it ride. I don't know that either of those are going to happen for me. So I think I'm probably steering clear of the $9,000 range. I mean, so you mentioned it, right? So let's go to the $9,000 range. Yep. Is Sahith Theegala, is he playing considerably worse than anybody in the $10,000 range? I mean, I like the course for Homa, obviously. JT, I think this is his first time playing here. Steven Yeager, I don't know. I mean, is Sahith considerably worse than Yeager? I don't think so. I mean, the course is going to set up really well for Cam Davis, but is he considerably better than Sahith? Recent form? I don't know. I don't know that I can make that argument.
No, I think Sahith and Eric Cole are a great place to start your lineups for sure.
Yeah, so do a lot of other people. I think Sahith at, you know, he's well below 20% owned. I think Sahith is probably the place to start. I think Bo Hostler, he's had a decent run here at $9,300 and 6% ownership. I mean, I don't like paying $9,300 for one Bo Hostler, but I mean, from an ownership standpoint, I may get talked into it. I mean, shit, who else in the $9,000 range? I mean, the numbers aren't horrible. Off the tee looks pretty good. Distance isn't going to hinder anybody here. It's the course is short enough. It's not going to be a challenge. I think Bo at 6% could be a lean for me.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I mean, the ownership's definitely attractive there. Off the tee, like your point, banger, bomber, whatever you want to call it, you know, that's going to be 100% there. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Good choice there.
Banger. That's going to be me for the afternoon round today. I think we're only going to be able to get nine in, but afternoon banger. We'll see. Well, I mean, we got like half a bottle of whiskey we got to drink. So we got to get through. Yeah, I mean, you don't know what to bring it. You don't even take shit home. Who else do we like?
Hold on. What is the whiskey of choice on the golf course of the afternoon? This is Birdies and Bourbon.
Indeed it is. We are actually drinking Lone Rider. Today. We're having some Lone Rider. And we're going to have them on the show coming up in a couple weeks. They sent over some bottles. So we're going to get on and do some sampling up in your neck of the woods, Lone Rider is. So.
Yeah, we had Lone Rider when we were at Pinehurst earlier this year. That's a great on-course stop pour.
Yep. Fantastic. Yeah, didn't really getting into it. Really getting into it. All right. So who else in the ninth? He's 8,000. I don't know. I mean, Brendan Todd. I mean, maybe I could probably go there. JJ Spahn. I mean, I don't know that anybody's any better than anybody else in this range. I mean, Andrew Putnam's getting some love, played pretty good. So Putnam could be off the tee. He's struggling a little bit, but I think Putnam could be a play, but I'm with you. I like Cole. I like Sahith. I think that's probably a starting point, and then we're probably going to have to go well south of there after that. So
yep.
What are we going to do in the $8,000 range with your boy? What are we doing with him? What are we doing with Weber?
Well, I know he likes wine. I think it's probably a safe little play to throw him in a lineup or two this week and just kind of see if we can get that season kicked off right. I mean, he's here for a reason. He wants to get ahead in the points and have a good year. I mean, I don't see any problem with giving him a shot. What do you think?
I think he's here for the same reason JT is. I think he's taking the opposite approach of what one Bucky Fowler has done over the years. And it's like, no. Here's how give me the weakest fields of the season and sign me up for all of them.
Yeah. Well, we know Weber. He's a top caliber guy. Just hadn't had it, the recent form in the last couple of years or whatnot. But there's some injuries in there or whatnot too. But to your point, I think he's a player.
I mean, he looked fine at Wyndham, right? Finishing T5. So I mean, this course probably is maybe Sedgefield-esque from placement and distance. So maybe I'm probably not leaning on Weber this week, and I'm probably in the $8,000 range. Not I'm probably. I'm definitely going. Now I could start my lineup at $8,700, and I could run it through $8,400. Akshay Bhatia.
I like it.
Finally, he's going to get some love after his. Was that a fake victory? What was that?
It was a victory, and then he came in second in Mexico, and
T9 at Barbersol. Yeah. He did miss the cut at the Wyndham, but I think Akshay, this is a field where he can show up and he can perform. Akshay, Justin Suh, good track record here, so I think Suh's a play. And unfortunately, everybody is on our man Che, and 20%.
Yeah.
But Chase still may be a go for me, man. I think that could be that could be a play.
Yep.
Hubbard. I mean, I think this could turn into a good spot for Hubbard. I think he's had a little time to rest, so maybe so. Here's the guy that at $8,100. I think he has to go in our lineup, and I think we will absolutely see him play on the weekend. It's Cooch. I mean, he's just journeying along, man. He's just showing up, getting it done. And just below him, I think, at 22% ownership, I think we probably got to play some. Exactly. I think we got to play. Show me the money, baby. Show me the money. I don't know what we're going to play. Doug Gamm at 22%.
That's high. He is model ranked number one on Fantasy National and looking good. I think you have to. I do think you have to.
I mean, he ranks number one in the field, strokes gained tee to green, ranks number one in the field, in our model at least, from ball striking. Six off the tee, fifth in approach, seventh putting. And I think that's where we're going to wind up here, right? I mean, this is going to be... You're going to be able to miss fairways. Approach is the greens are small. I mean, I think we have to. I think that's a play for us. I don't think I need anybody else in the $8,000 range. $7,000. Anybody jumping out at you? We're probably going to have to go here. So.
I was right on Streelman there a minute ago. He was at right at 8,000 and some interest there. Yeah. He's been playing pretty well, right? So I think Streelman's a good play here too. So 8,000, I mean, Peter Quest, right? T45 at Wyndham, T50, model ranked fourth. What do you think?
I think Quist is going to be, I think he's a play. I think we got to go here. I think he's on the short list of, we're going to see something out of, I think it's Quist. Is it Quist or Quest?
I thought Quist it was, or Quest. I don't know. I thought Quest.
Quist or Quest.
I guessed Quest, but I don't know.
I think he's a play. I think we're having drinks delivered.
People asking for autographs over there.
I don't know who's watching, but I think they've I think they're delivering cocktails. I love this. I think this is fantastic. Let's see. Yeah. So I think Quest is a play. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay. Let's see down here. Garrick Higo has been kind of on a tear lately. A 3M, T13, the Genesis Scottish. He was a T19, John Deere T21, T33 at Rocket. I think Higo at $7,700, model ranked 28th, projected ownership 9.3. And with that ball striking off the tee at, you know, third in this field, I think an 18th in putting, I'm going some Higo here.
I think that they thought they were delivering the drinks to Cooch. They were worried about the tip. They wanted to make sure the tip was adequate. I'm like, no, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm with you. I think Higo's a play. I think that's I can get behind you on Higo there. I think that's a good one. Dylan Wu, I think, is interesting here.
Before you get too far down there, what about Cam Champ? Because he's a past winner here, and he just pops on these courses that are just some of his favorites out of nowhere.
Okay, the deciding factor. Will he be wearing matching shoes, or will his shoes be?
Depends on the tip. Depends on the tip.
Just the tip. I mean, everything looks like shit. Okay, I mean, he's 4 out of the 5 missed past tournaments. He's missed the cut.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm out. Okay. So is everybody else, by the way. He's probably gonna win the damn tournament.
That's my point. Yeah.
Another victory. Exactly. Another victory for. But by the way, what's the trophy for Fortnite?
I think it's that thing, that logo. It used to be a wine barrel.
Is it a remote control?
It used to be a wine barrel
for the game.
I know,
but I'm just saying. What you want, a wine barrel, or do you want a remote control that says Fortnite on it?
I want a full wine barrel. Is what I want.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want to. Let's crack that baby.
That's right.
And let's drink it as we speak. Didn't Rom get loaded here a couple of years ago?
Him and Phil. Cost me. It was my one and done too. I'm like, weak field. John Rom coming out of the gate. Nope. What's it called? The French Laundry got him with old Phil.
it was the French Laundry. He must have gone, what, Monday nights, the fried chicken night. let's see. All right. So no, I'm totally out on, I'm out on Cam Champ.
Okay.
Who maybe, do they have Bojangles in Napa, by the way?
I don't think so.
Speaking of fried chicken.
Yeah.
And fried chicken and biscuits. Do you think he brings, do you think Bojangles ships him the fried chicken and biscuits? Do they travel well?
It could have been Bucky and JT bringing it to him. From New York.
It could have. They have Bojangles in New York?
I think so.
They should. If they don't.
They should.
I think they should.
I think it'd go over well.
Oddly enough, I might sprinkle around on Chess and Hadley here. I could see, I don't know what the top 40 number is. I'll take a look in a minute, but I could see Hadley. I think Sam Ryder is probably a good pick here.
Yep.
Approach, he ranks second in our model. What is he? He's 15th in ball striking. He's 12th tee to green. So that's probably some direction for me there. So I like Sam Ryder. Maybe. I'm thinking, I don't, CT Pan might be a play. And what are we going to hassle the Hoff? Is the Hoff a go?
How much is he?
$7,300.
Oh, I'm not down there yet. Other Sink.
Seven's approach. 8 tee to green. Stuart Sink just below him. Previous champion. I mean, here. I guess here's the play. if you're going to play Stuart Sink as a past champion, then you got to fucking go back and play Cam Champ. You can't. Everything that I said about Cam Champ, you give him.
Are they the same size shoe?
Well, they're different flavors for sure.
Different flavors for sure.
And I don't know. Do you think the size of your calves reflect on the size of your shoe? Do you need a wider toe box with calves like that?
You might. I think pan's a play. Pan's a play. Yeah.
CT pan. Yeah. I think that's a play for sure.
Hoff, I don't know about the Hoff. What do you think? Yeah. I mean, like, you know, 29th off the tee in this field.
It looks fine.
Eighth on a pro. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
T12 at Wyndham, couple of missed cuts. Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know that any of
it could have been that, all that range talk with your buddy Adam Scott over there at Wyndham.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have
been a little bit of coaching going on there.
Is McNeely not playing in this?
Obviously not. I think we would have seen him by now, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, he's not. And he was second here last year. What's up with that?
I don't know.
All right. Anybody else? We got lots of noise. Harry Hall could be interesting. Aaron Baddeley, oddly enough, he ranks out. He ranks first in the short game, third around the green, fifth in putting here. What is this? I mean, he must just be a POA wizard, huh?
Must be.
Yeah, so POA's, he's definitely gaining strokes on POA greens, if he's gaining strokes at all, by the way. But I'm not going there. I just thought that was interesting to see him ranking that high. All right, so Lanto Griffin could be another interesting play. Matthias Schmid, maybe. You know who I like it, and I'm going into the $6,000 range now. If you get with the $7,000,
yep.
So $6,900. I don't know that I want to really invest a lot of money in $6,000 in the high $6,000s here. Scott Piercy looks pretty interesting from a straight up stat standpoint. But you know who I don't, Zach Johnson, he's kind of on that bubble for me. If I don't, is he, I mean, should the course fit him? Yes. Does he have a lot of other things going on? I'm surprised that Zach Johnson's actually playing here. I mean, if they go over, if Team USA goes to Rome and they get their ass absolutely dusted, a lot of people are going to be asking questions about why in the hell Zach Johnson is playing in the Fortinet. I mean, I get it. I understand why he's there. I mean, the course distance wise ain't going to hurt him. Around the green game strong. I just don't know how much interest there is for him to be there. And speaking of Zach's, I just mentioned it. Zach Blair. I think Zach Blair is going to be a play for me this week.
That's definitely a play. He's been playing really good. Yep.
And Zach Blair might be. That could be a. That might be a bet for me. That might be my bet of the week.
I'm going to put Doc Redman in that camp too.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Both of those guys could pop this week for sure. Yep.
Let's see. Hold on. I need a number on Zach Blair.
So we're on Silverado Trail, right? Silverado Resort. Do you think we need to get the cowboy? Jimmy Walker out there?
this will be Jimmy Walker's last year, right? This will be he'll have to requalify, I think, after this year. Unless he does something magical.
Yeah. Could be the magical day. Magical week.
I'm going to let you die on the Jimmy Walker sword. I'm going to take it. I'm taking Zach Blair over Jimmy Walker. just saying. And that's a bold statement. That's a bold statement. Just so you know, hold on. I got to find, I think Zach Blair is going to be a bet for me. I like Zach Blair, like a top 20. Let's see if I can find a top 20 real quick. Anybody else in the $6,000 range kind of, calling your name? Anyone down there that we can go to? Anyone that somebody's like, I gotta find somebody in the $6,000 or anybody there that she's like,
$6,700. You got Kevin Tway down there.
Okay.
Past champion.
Past champion. I can see that happening. top 20. I bet you
the last time he won this thing, he was probably $6,700.
I don't know if he's ever been. Has he ever been higher than that?
No.
By the way, where's I don't see any action on Zach Blair, 7-1. Maybe top 20, Zach Blair, 7-1. I mean, it's not good money, but I might go there. All right, we got to throw a lineup together.
No Harry Higgs.
You know, where you're at and where I'm at, it's as the week continues, it's going to get a little cooler. If he rips the shirt off, we're going to, the nipples are going to be erect. I don't know.
What about What about Kiz?
No. Kiz has not been playing well.
Yeah, but he's had a couple months off now. His last event was Travelers.
What was he on? He was on the Foreskin podcast the other day. I saw.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was on the Foreskin podcast talking about how fast he could drink. Bud Light.
Oh boy!
I thought Bud Light had a reputation these days. I don't know. So hold on. So since you're down here, I don't know. I mean, can we? I mean, if we're going old. I mean, if you're going to play Hoffman, and you're going to play Cooch, and you're going to play Cam Champ, I mean, don't you kind of have to throw the Duff in there?
I do. I think you do. And he's not been playing terrible either. T20 at the 3M, Barbasol T24, John Deere 31st. I mean, that's not bad.
I mean, this is look at what he's playing with.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about all the people that we just named. Are they that much fucking better than Jason Duffner? No. I mean, if the Duff shows up and's hitting the ball, no. I mean, are they that much better? No. I don't think so. Jonathan Bird. What's Jonathan Bird? What did he, how did he finish the season?
A lot of miscuts.
Ooh, yeah, well, that's understandable. I can see that being a thing. I ain't got much else down here. Okay. We got JB Holmes.
Right. Do a lineup.
And there's always, you could always default. We will. Hold on just a second. Now, this guy is bottom of the barrel. I don't know if he's in. If he's not injured, this kid, holy shit, boys, he's losing some strokes. He hadn't played well since Corrales Punta Canas. Where are you? What? He didn't play here last year? I'm that odd. Miscut at the Wyndham. I was looking at Ricky Barnes just to see. I don't think we can get Ricky Barnes. Yes. I'll be ready when you are.
All right. Let's do one. You want to start? Who do you start with? I'll start with Oshke or Chez, yes. Or who? Oshke?
Yeah. I'm good with Oshke.
Okay.
I think that's a play.
You said you wanted the Cooch?
I think we kind of got to, don't we?
Okay, let's do the Cooch. Who else you want?
Let's see. So where are we at? So we're at $8,300. So in the, let's see. Who do we like in the seventh? Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Mm-hmm. What about Justin's?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe you're right. I'm talking. I might be confusing that. I thought we talked about. Maybe it was. Was it so that we talked about?
$8,600. Doug Gim for sure. We talked about
Doug Gim. You want to do that?
Yeah, he's high ownership, but I think that's chalk we can eat. We can chew on that chalk, boy.
Mm-hmm.
What about Queef? Quest. 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 You said you like Quest.
Yeah. All right, Peter Quest.
All right, 8,600. Chez is high owned. So let's think about it from a win equity standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting at $8,600. Well, actually, we don't even need to think win equity at this point. We need to think who is in the 69? Oh, you know, I think Zach Blair's a play. What's Zach Blair's ownership?
Let's do Zach Blair. It was low.
$6,800. It's got to be low, right? Ain't nobody fucking wants to play Zach Blair.
No.
But he's got his golf course done. He just finished up the ringer again. Like he should be riding high and feeling me, man. All right, we got one spot left. $10,500.
That's like a match made in heaven.
I mean, do we?
Yes, of course. We gotta get one Ryder Cup guy on there.
All right. He's in. Ink it.
Ink it. It's done.
What's your DocuSign looking like? Send it over. I'll sign it. all right. So we still got to get hooked up with the Chasing Daylight guys. We have not formally. So here's what I think we should do. I think we should. This is my first thought. Empty thoughts from an almost empty glass. Mm. It's a new segment we're going to be running pretty soon. We'll pick one and done's. I got to get it set back up. I think we can actually run two. I think we can have we can have a side thing going. I think we're going to start inviting people in January for the Tournament of Champions. So that's where we're going to involve some other people. Chasing Daylight guys may want to do this one with us. I'll send it to them and see if they do. But that being said, who's going to be your one and done pick for this week, Dan?
This week, I am going with Sahith. I think Sahith's got a good least recent form, and I think he's from California, right? We went to Pepperdine, so yeah, I'm going with him.
All right, good play. I'm going for who was Rookie of the Year last season, by the way?
This last season? Have they named it?
Who was Player of the Year for this past season?
I don't think they've named it yet, have they?
Okay. There is something fundamentally wrong with a sports league that can't define their MVP, can't announce their MVP, their Rookie of the Year, before the season starts again. There are fundamental issues when you can't close your previous season out before you've already started your new season again.
You got a point.
That's an issue. That's an issue.
It's an issue.
I don't know how people can't look at that and say it's not. I'm going to go with who I think PGA Rookie of the Year is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's no spring chicken, by the way. I'm going with Eric Cole this week.
All right.
I think we've got some win equity with Eric Cole. I think we've got a field of individuals that may or may not want to be there. They could have spaghetti on their mind. Maybe they're thinking about cocktails at the Jerry Thomas Project in One Rome, Italy. So yeah. By the way, you've been to Rome, right?
Yeah, I've been to Rome.
If you were going to Rome, I could have prepped you a little better. If you were going to Rome and you were going to tell someone, if you're going to send someone somewhere, that could be a restaurant. It could be a site. It could be like a particular food to go get. It could be anything. Like, hey, you just have to do this one thing. What's the one thing you would tell
I don't
them
know
to?
If I'm an expert on Rome, though. I'm trying to think. I mean, I think obviously the gladiator thing. You got to go see that thing, right?
The Colosseum.
Yeah, the Colosseum. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I agree. If you've never been to Rome, you at least have to go by the Colosseum. And you've got the fountain, you've got the steps. I mean, you got a lot of things.
Yep.
Let me tell you, if you ever go to Rome, Jerry Thomas Project. Maybe my favorite bar that I've ever been to.
Wow. But That's a big statement right there, too.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't good at a lot of things, and I am definitely not a professional at anything. But it is definitely top three.
Wow.
Ever. Of all time. But I don't think it even opens until like 9 o'clock at night or some shit. And when I'm in the touch points of a cocktail, there's a lot of touch points. It is if you were to drink and you would never, they wouldn't make you this shit. But they do make, it is an ingredient someday. But if you were to drink a Jack and Coke at the Jerry Thomas Project, the liquor is not made in-house. It is not distilled at the Jerry Thomas Project. However, the soda that you're going to mix with it, they make it in-house.
Nice.
I mean, where can you go that you can get a house-made soda?
That's good.
You can't. You or can. Cola, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, cola, yeah.
I don't know where you can. I don't know where you can do that at.
That's good.
Fan-fucking-tastic. That's good. Jerry Thomas Project. You got to go. Tell them you're friends of the show. I'm
That's
a
right.
member.
That's right.
Allegedly. Even if they have members. I don't know. All right. So we're going to wrap it up. That's all I got on golf. I don't know. We'll see. Weak field once again. I do want to talk a little football. Just a quick one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, as a Dolphins fan, yeah. man, you got to be feeling good about the Jets matchup. Except when you now see all the images of Tom Brady in a Jets uniform.
Oh, no.
Old number 12. making his way to New York. I don't know if these are ChatGPT images, if this is AI generated. I don't know. All I can tell you is I've seen the images. I don't know. I haven't seen a contract. Haven't seen a DocuSign come over. But that's the rumor. So I had a shitty fantasy football draft. I picked in the 11th spot. It's a 12-team league. Damn, did it suck. I mean, it fucking sucked. guess who my starting quarterback was?
I'm going to guess Rodgers.
Yeah, you guessed correct. Okay. I mean, he probably felt good
about that draft, too. You're like, yeah.
At least I've got a veteran quarterback that's going to be able to go, they're going to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Got something.
Yep.
Needless to say, Aaron Rodgers, it's bad when the best part of your season was before the season and it's called Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
That's the most time you're ever going to see Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform. Gosh. Is on Hard Knocks.
That sucks, man. That really sucks.
Son of a.
Yeah. It's kind of like taking John Rahm at the Fortnite.
I think I did tell you that. Was that 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. I told you. I said, this is not. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And you were just giggling over there, all giddy, like a schoolgirl. You schoolgirl. You were just.
That's like he's going to lap this field. We've never seen a golfer lap a field before.
I'm going to show you. Watch this. Oh, yeah. Watch this. All right. I mean, allegedly, he was just drinking straight from the bottle. I don't need a straw. Don't give me a glass. Just pop the tops and keep them coming.
God knows.
Magnums.
That's right. Yeah.
Magnums.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun season.
Gonna be good. All right. That's what I got. We got some cool stuff coming up. So we got Catoctin Creek coming up soon. So we're gonna be drinking their hot honey rye. I think I got most of that right. We got Lone Rider coming up. We got some tour players coming up. It's going to be a fun fall season for us. We'll be heading to Sweetens Cove at the end of September for the Road Sign Cup. So we've got a lot of friends and supporters of the show that will be heading there with us. So that's going to be a good one. And I'm going to go drink the rest of this Lone Rider bourbon and get around to golf in. At least nine. We'll see how it goes.
All right, man.
That's a wrap.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.